Rev Moshe Lippenstein.
Morning, everyone. Speaking on Friday is always a bit more trickier than speaking the other days, because you never know the last 5 days what everybody's been saying, what everyone's been hearing. But I hope there'll be some chidushim for the Olam. The pasuk in this week's Sedra says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Ki edativ lemana sheyitzave espono vespesoy achrov, v'shomru derech Hashem la'asit tzedako mishpat. Let's translate this pasuk. Ki edativ means, Rashi said, loshen chiba. I love Avraham Avinu. Why do I love Avraham Avinu? Doesn't say because he went through 10 bitter nisyonos of going into the fire and losing his child and becoming a poor man, or all the other things, losing his loit and losing sorrow. Doesn't say that. That's not why he went through those 10 nisyonos. Doesn't say that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked him. It says one thing. Because I see you telling your children to go in the Derech Hashem, that is tzedakah u'mishpat. Doing chesed. Tzedakah u'mishpat, the Mefarshim explain, is doing chesed. There's one reason why the Baruch Hashem liked the Avraham Avinu more than all the other ten nisyonos, is the inyan of chesed. For the Avraham Avinu was telling the future generations the importance of doing chesed another yid, that overrides everything. So with this akdama, I would like to spend a little part of the Shia explaining the Indian of Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim is one of the great, great mitzvahs of doing a chesed to another yid, and it can literally make a person from death to life. Of course, you have to start off with the Gemara that says, "Omer Yehuda Berei Rabbi Yehuda, Le'olam Yivakish Adam Rachmim Shelo Yechle." A person must ask the Baruch Hashem Zchusim Shelo Yechle. He shouldn't become ill. She'im Chola Olam Lo Yehove Zchus V'Yipotei. Person should always make sure he davens that he shouldn't become ill. Actually, where does the person daven shouldn't become ill? I once thought of Pshat, I actually saw this Pshat. In Rafa'inu we say, Rafa'inu Hashem b'nei Rafa'i, Hoy she'enu v'ni v'asheya. We ask Hashem, make us better, Hoy she'enu v'ni v'asheya. What's Hoy she'enu? So some of the Mepharshim say Pshat, they say, Hoy she'enu, save us, make sure we don't become ill. Hoy she'enu, save us from becoming ill. V'ni v'asheya, and then we'll see later another Pshat in v'ni v'asheya. Yeah. Because if Chas Shalom a person becomes ill, then he needs his chus to become better. Right? So says that, so now there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Shin Lamatei and Yeridei, all about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Starts off like this. Mitzvah G'doyla Hilevake. It's a very great mitzvah to do Bikur Cholim. We'll soon see, of course, the Makor is from Vayeru Elev Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam came himself on the third day of Mila, when Avraham Avinu was in great pain. Ribbono Shel Olam came himself, Levaker Es HaChoyla. So, V'alachta B'drocha, we have a mitzvah to go in the same ways of the Eivishra. V'alachta B'drocha, we'll see soon, Ribbono Shel Olam says 8 times the Sefer Devarim V'alachta B'drocha. He begs us to go in his way. Ma'atom Ma'ashem HaKech HaSholem Himach, Kim Le'yira, Le'avat Hashem, Le'leches B'chol Derochov. 8 times in Sefer Devarim he asks us, he begs us, go in his ways, go in my ways, go in my ways. V'alachta B'drochov. Just like the Baruch Shalom is Mevakeh Cholim, so too we have a very, very special mitzvah to Mevakeh Cholim. Now there's two parts of Bikur Cholim, which, there's two chalokim of it. Number one chiluk, a big chiluk of Bikur Cholim is to make sure the chol has everything he needs. It should be the house, the room, it should be clean. The Ramban says very clearly in Shabbat and Shulchan Aruch, you should make sure to be mechabed or merabit, you should make sure to clean up his place, because the Yishuv Hadas gives him some chios. And the second great part of Bikur Cholim is you should daven for him, yivakish olav rachamim. Ad kedei kach, the davening for a chole is such an important part that the Rama says if you didn't daven for the chole during when he did Bikur Cholim, lekiyum es ha-mitzvah, You've missed out the main part of the mitzvah. Davening for the chayla is the very, very important part of Bekach Olam. So, let me just go through one or two, four different halachas about Bekach Olam. The first halacha is, when is the right time to be Mevakeh Chayla? So, says the Shulchan Aruch, and we learn it from the Eibishter himself, Krovim, friends, should really go straight away. As soon as you hear a friend or a relation is not well, want you go straight away to Mevakeh Chayla. But someone who's not so close to him, he should only go after 3 days. Where do we learn this? We learn this actually from the Eibishter himself. Because it says, Vayeiro Eilev Hashem Eloine Mamre, Hashem came to Avraham Avinu. When did he come? So Rashi says, Bishlishi Lemila. Why did he come Bishlishi Lemila? So we all know, because the third day of the Mila is B'yosem Kohavim. So as soon as Avraham Avinu was in the great pain, which is on the third day of the Mila, so Miad, that's when Eibishter came to Avraham Avinu. So we see from there, someone who's a Karev, of course, the Benjamin was a Karev to Avraham Avinu, he should come straight away. Whereas a person who's not so close to the Chayla, he should only come rather after 3 days. Why? So the Tazit and the Bach explain, because if you go to a Chayla straight away visiting him, the Chayla will feel, my attack a Chayla, he won't feel good about it. Everybody will know, even people who I'm not so close with, think that I'm a chayla, it may even make him feel worse. So therefore, keep a distance 3 days. Unless you're actually close to him, then go to him, visit him the first day. What's that? The Bach
and the Tazkun
was a chayla kol gufoy. Yeah, it was a chayla kol gufoy. Yeah. You're right. I was thinking. What tak is the ged of a chayla? So, I would have thought the ged of the chayla is somebody who can't do something himself. Should be chalila, somebody has diabetes. It's an ongoing chayli. Is there going to be a mitzvah of visiting him every day? Of course not. The vav of a chayla is, even if he's recovering in hospital, if he can't do something himself, if he can't look after himself because he's stuck in hospital, that's also the guide of a chayla. He's bedridden. That would be the right word. So, yeah. Another important thing is, one is also halach and shulchan aruch. One should not visit a chayla if a chayla is going to be embarrassed about it. Let's say a chayla is suffering from health issues with his stomach. He's constantly has to be excused and things like that. It's very embarrassing for him. There's people there. He's in very embarrassing situations. On that, the halach is better don't go. Rather go outside and ask about him and find out if he needs any help. But actually, don't. If he's going to be embarrassed about his visit, then better don't go and visit him. Same thing is if the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, somebody who's got headaches or dibur kosheloi, it's hard for him to speak. If it's hard for him to speak, then is don't go and visit him. Rather, don't be. It's an important point. Don't be matriach the chayla. If what he could do, he could find out if he's got everything he needs. Finding out that a chayla's got everything he needs is a very, very important part of Bekach Olam. Now we said the Medina de Gemara. The Gemara said you should make sure his room is tidy. Where do we see that in the Gemara? Because the Gemara brings a story of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem brings the story of Rabbi Akiva that he went to visit his Talmud, and his Talmud told him, "Do you know, I've had a long time, I've been ill, and nobody's come to visit him." Until Rabbi Akiva himself came to visit him, and he went on the floor and cleaned the place and cleaned up, cleaned the table, cleaned everything, and gave him a Yeshua Das. And the Talmud told Rabbi Akiva, "Do you know something? Heche Yisoni, I feel you've made me live." Giving a Yeshua Das, realizing everything's clean, it's a very important part. Another important part is make sure he has enough food. Okay, nowadays in hospitals often there's kosher meals, but not always is kosher meals. And even if he's not in hospital, sometimes he could be himself in a flat. Important part to make sure he has enough food. There's a story in that there was a Talmud in Slabodka Yeshiva, a Talmud of Reb Isaac Sher. He was going in the street with a plate of food, and he was very embarrassed about it, because going with a plate of food in the street, you know, doesn't look very nice. And he met his Rosh Hashiva, Reb Isaac Sher, and the Rosh Hashiva saw him. As soon as the Talmud saw the Rosh Hashiva, you know, he couldn't be quiet. He tried to hide this plate of food under his jacket. He was a bit embarrassed about it. So his Rosh Hashiva told him, "What are you embarrassed about? If you'll be walking in the street with the lulav and esrog, you'll hide it under your jacket. It's like lulav and esrog. Your food that you're giving him is a chefta shal mitzvah. This is mamash like a lulav and esrog. Nothing to be embarrassed about." Yeah, if one has that in mind, one realizes when you give the choyla what you need, it's like a lulav and esrog. It gives us a cheshek to do things like that. Another thing to make sure the choyla needs is his medicines. Sometimes old people would rather not take the medicine. They can't be bothered getting on to new sessions. And for that, it can make them ill. I mean, it's a certain choyli, which is called denial. They don't want to take it. They feel they don't need it or things like that. But it's an important part to take the medicines. There's a story with Rabbi Eli Lopian that there was a certain choyla that Taka didn't want to take his medicines. His family tried to convince him how important it is. The doctor tried to convince him, and he wouldn't budge. Until they managed to get the old Rosh Hashiva, the old Rabbi Eli Lopian, they told him, "You know, this person, we need him to get better. The only way is to force him to take his medicine, and he doesn't want to do it." Rabbi Eli came himself, the old man, and sat by his bed, and forced the medicine down him. Rabbi Eli said, "What, you must take it, and this is all part of the mitzvah b'chayli, making sure he has what he needs." And I saw a parish in this Rafa'enu from the Gaon. We say Rafa'enu Hashem in Rafa, Hoshi'enu v'nivar she'a. We said Hoshi'enu, we ask Hashem to make sure we don't become ill. V'nivar she'a, the Gaon says, give us das to become better. Sometimes a person doesn't want to take his tablets. V'nivar she'a, give us das that we should be able to take our refuah. We shouldn't be stuck in this choli of denial. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, I know someone here in town, the parents got divorced because the father wouldn't want to take the certain tablets for his mental health issues, and it's a choyli, which denial, but one must, it's all part of a choyli, to make sure he's doing everything that he needs. This is part one of Bika Choylim, to make sure he has what he needs. A second part is davening for the choyla. Where do we see there's an inyan of davening for the choyla? So the first part is because the Gemara says on Sporan Shulchan Aruch, like a tchila, one should not go and visit in the first 3 hours of the morning, and one should not go and visit in the last 3 hours of the morning. This is obviously if. What? In the day. Yeah? First 3 hours of the day and the last 3 hours of the day. Why not? So the Gemara explains in the first 3 hours of the morning, often the choyla feels much better. So you're going to come and you'll come and visit him, and you'll see, oh, he's feeling fine. There's no need for me to daven for him like this. He's Baruch Hashem, he's getting better. If I go in the last 3 hours of the day, often the last 3 hours of the day, the choyla is feeling worked out, low, and a person will think, ah, he's no good. I'm not even going to start davening for him. So the best time to go and visit him is in the middle of the day, where there one sees the choyla just in the right mode, and that's when I'll go to daven for him. So from here you see the Shulchan Aruch points out that a very important part of doing bika choylim is actually davening for the choyla b'shas the bika choylim. The Rosh Hashanah v'em lo yispalel lo kiyem ha-mitzvah. Yeah, of course today in this hospital. Visiting times, and if the only time to visit him is in the morning or in the evening, of course, it's better than nothing. If one has a choice, one can channel the time, one should rather channel the time between rather in the middle of the day than rather than the beginning or the end of the day. Yeah? Now, davening back the choyla's bed is actually a moridei kazach. I was told that Matisyahu Salomon, somebody told him, when he used to visit Choylim, he used to make sure to daven a tefillah at the head of the Choylim. Why? Because we know the Shekhinah is on the top of the Choylim. The Shekhinah is on top of the head of the Choylim. So Be'etzem is like davening on the coast of Maravi. One doesn't have to go too far. What the Shechina of the Eivishte is at the head of the Chola. I mean, I was trying to understand what would be the reason. Why should the Shechina be the head of the Chola more than any other person? Somebody told me a pshat. A person who's offset with Gashmias and is constantly eating and doing Averis or things like that, the Shechina can go away. But a person who's lying in bed, he doesn't eat much, he hasn't got much with his Gashmias, automatically, if you haven't got much of your Gashmias, then the Shechina comes closer to you. So going to visit a Chol Be'etzem is a Mokum Tefillah. As we said, the Matzio used to make sure to daven a Tefillah at the head of the Chol because it's a shtick koisel. What nusach at tefillah should one daven at the chayla? So it's a very interesting Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, when a person davens beichidus, then you should rather daven in Lashon HaKodesh than in English, or Lashon HaRami, or any other language. Why? Because if you're davening yourself, and do you know who's going to take up the tefillahs up there? It's the Malachim have to take up the tefillahs. Malachim don't understand Arami, they don't understand English, they understand Lashon HaKodesh. If you need the Malachim's help, you should rather daven Lashon HaKodesh, that Malachim can take up your tefillahs. But if you're davening at a Chola's bed, where the Shechina is there you've got opportunity to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. You can daven in any language because the Shechina is there. You've got opportunity to daven in any language because you don't need the Malachim to help you. So I guess the practical way that when you're finishing talking to the Chola, one should say, the Rebbeinu Shlem should give you a refuah shleim and b'soich sh'ar chayli Yisrael. It's also important part to say b'soich sh'ar chayli Yisrael. Give him a bracha, the Rebbeinu Shlem should make you completely better b'soich sh'ar chayli Yisrael. Whereas if a person is just davening and not in front of the Chola, one should l'ketchila try and daven in Lashon HaKodesh, saying Kippur Tehillim, saying the Nusach of Mishaberach, Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei, because then you need the Melachim to help the Tfilas go up. You need Melachim to help the Tfilas, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. I'll point out another thing. The Chofetz Chaim was very, very excited. He wrote a shtickle in a Sefer Avos Chesed about that he was mamash touched where he saw a certain town where there's a whole system and organization for Bikkur Cholim. He said, "Achavel Hakol Masher Isi Chevra Kedusha, a Heilige Chevra, Dovon Nechmod Humoid." It's a beautiful thing. At the time in Poland, somewhere, it was called Lina Satzedek. We would call it Ezra Marpa. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. When you're doing, Chofetz Chaim says, "I'll point out the importance of this organization of Bikkur Cholim. Number one is you're doing a Chesed with the Cholim himself. The family have it so hard after 2 weeks of." Constantly visiting this Chola, the family they give up a bit, it's getting too much for them. So they don't care for the Chola so much. So if you make an organization where people visit them, then automatically the Chola is going to get more care. That's number one. And number two, you're doing chesed with the family himself. Family can't go to visit again and again and again and again. So with this organization, you're doing chesed not only with the Chola, you're doing chesed with the family of the Chola. And the Chofetz Chaim finishes off, "V'ashrei lo'ha'esh ha'nimtza ba'obali chesed ko'elu." Lucky is the town, and beautiful is the town, "sh'nimtza ba'obali chesed ko'elu." If it would have been in the time of Manchester, he would have written, "Ashrei lo'ha'esh Manchester, sh'nimtza ba'obali chesed ko'elu." The organization of Bikkur Cholim has got its unlimited value to, because we can't understand the importance, whether the Chola needs it, whether the family needs it. It's a major, major mitzvah. Now what would be the din of if you can't actually visit the Chola himself, you want to do it over the telephone? Yeah? It's a good shayla. You can't get there himself, you want to do it over the telephone. So it's machlekas. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe is not very happy about it. He's very convinced that there's a mitzvah, especially going to visit him, of course, better than nothing. Maybe we have to recha kamoicha, but it's important part to go and visit him properly. This is what Moshe says in Igros Moshe, Mechelek Aleph, Simarish Chof Kimmel. What happens if you actually go and visit a chayla and you find him sleeping? It can happen. You go all the way and you find him sleeping. So they bring a raya from this week's Sedra. The Rosh Al HaTorah on the words Vayero Eilav Hashem Be'eloinim Mamre. The Rosh says all the Ribbono Shel Olam went Vayero. He just went to see him. He didn't speak to him. He didn't do anything for him. Now, not why I don't know. But Lemaaseh Vayero Eilav Hashem. Look in the Rosh Al HaTorah. He didn't do anything. Says the Rosh Al HaTorah, from here you see, if you try and go and you do the mitzvah koilim, and he didn't get anything from it because he was sleeping, you're still makayim the mitzvah. And another makayim that you makayim the mitzvah is, Marashah says, the makayim of, one of the big makayim of Bikah Koilim is, Vesaderech Asha Yelchu Bo. The Gemara Dashans, one is Gemara Chasodim, one is Bikah Koilim, one is Zechonos Kar, yeah, the positive Gemara Dashans, Esa. Vayelchuva in Parsha Yisro is Vayelchuva. We know from the Epic Chayim. Says Masha, how come they use the word Yelchu? Yelchu, the fact that you just go to do Bikah Chayim, even though he didn't get anything from it because he was sleeping, that itself is a mitzvah. So it's a nice chizuk. Often the Chayim is actually too ill to get anything from it, but Yelchuva tells us the Makan the mitzvah even if he just went. Yeduah Rabbi Kiva Ege himself was a Matsuya and he was excelled in this mitzvah. He himself used to bring food for the cholim. He used to actually sleep there overnight. He used to find doctors. He used to daven for them. And sometimes when he himself couldn't do it, he used to pay people to do it, to the cholim. He used to send them presents and he used to ask the cholim, he used to ask the messenger, send me the name of the cholim, I can daven for him. Ala Gedoyle Ador used to be busy with this mitzvah, Bikah Cholim. Kiduah Rabbi Ari Levine used to do this mitzvah. I would finally finish off with a vart taka also about davening for a chayla. It's unfortunate sometimes we daven for a chayla, we daven and we daven and we daven, and at the end the chayla doesn't seem to succeed. He doesn't. Unfortunately, he's nifto or something like that. It doesn't become better, and it gives a bissel of chalisha sadas. No, what's happened with all my tefillas? Oh, it's a terrible mistake because we know. The just like we must accept this, there's no such thing as a tefillah going to waste. Where could we see from this week's Sedra there's no such thing as a tefillah going to waste? What's the point? So Shimon Pinker speaks this out from the Dubin Magid. The pasuk says, "Vashem Omo Hamachasa Ani Me'Avraham Asher Ani Yoseh." Am I gonna stop Avraham Avinu knowing from what I'm doing of destroying Sodom? And the next pasuk is Avraham Hayo Yeh LeGoy Gadol VeOtzom. Avraham is going to be a Goy Gadol VeOtzom. Menivruchu Boy Kol Goy Aretz. So Lechayah, it doesn't make sense. The cash of the YouTube sukkim. First he says, Am I going to cover from Avraham what I'm going to do? And then it says Avraham is going to be a huge Goy Gadol. What's the cash of the YouTube sukkim? Says Shimon Pinkas on the Dovre Magid with a moshel. He said, if you imagine you have two people going into the shop to buy clothes. You have an old man going into the shop, an older man, and he goes to the tailor measures him from head to toe, his arms, his legs, everything, shoulders, chest, everything to make sure he's the exact thing. He has his friend next to him, over a younger person, and he starts taking off one trousers, one second trousers, third trousers, one jacket, second jacket, third jacket. The old man says, "What are you doing? It's not a packet of crackers here. You've got to. Why not measuring yourself? How do you know if it's the right size?" So the young person says, "No, don't worry. I have 18 children in my house. If it doesn't fit for Chaimke, it'll fit for Shmer. If it doesn't fit for Berer, it'll fit for Meshela. Don't worry about me." Says the Dubin Magid, this is the same thing by Tfilas. Avram, the Eibishter was telling Avram Avinu, if I agree now that I'm going to have to destroy Sodom, but in generations later, I need your tefillahs. If it doesn't help for you, it'll help for the next generation. And if it doesn't help for the next generation, it'll help for years after. And until today, we're still relying on Zchus of Avraham Avinu. Constantly, Mish'ol Avraham Avinu, Hu Ya'aneinu. Until today, we're using up the tefillahs of Avraham Avinu. You know, if sometimes a chalila, a person's karav can have, let's say the marshal can be knocked over in a different town, and you're sitting over your breakfast, over your coffee, and you're reading the paper, you know nothing about it. If you would know what just happened, as that terrible tragedy to your karav chalila, You would go jump up and say Tehillim, and you'd phone people to help, and you'd do everything. But here you are, sitting over your breakfast, and nothing. You're not doing anything. You know, one can go crazy with themselves. It's not my fault, I don't know anything about it. But the Ribbono Shel Olam goes up to his bucket, his jar of tefillahs, and he takes a tefillah of what you davened for this choila who didn't become better a couple of whatever years ago, and he takes the tefillahs and uses it now for this karev of yours. So how happy one has to be to be etzem with where you davening, and these tefillahs are getting stored up, and chalila one might need it for themselves. So that is pshat what the Ebeshah was telling him. I want to tell you what's going to happen with Sodom, but I want you to daven because Avram, hoy ye legoy gadol va'atzum. Avram, you're going to be legoy gadol va'atzum. You're going to have children. You're going to have enuklach, and you need the tefillahs for yourself. It's a very very important issue, a very very important point to make sure, and to remember this nekuda that tefillahs never go to waste, and that's what you see from this Yisedra. Yeah, that's better to finish this inyan of Bikkur Cholim. And I want to move on to another small part where you see the inyan of chinuch. You see the inyan of chinuch of a mother to a child. If you look at the words aim, it's aleph mem. The following words after aleph mem is beis nun. The Sfarim say that a mother has a huge impact on a child's chinuch. So the following of aim comes then. So there's two points where we may see this in this week's sedra. One is maybe more the negative, and one is more in the positive. Where do we see it? If you look further on in the parasha, it says Avraham Avinu was very upset with the hashpas of Hagar. One second. Of Yishmael, sorry. Rami was very upset with the hashpas of Yishmael to Yitzchak, and he decided it came to the time he's got to send him away. So it says, "Vatoyim el Avram, Gorish ha'ama hazois ve'espena." Send this the mother of Yishmael, which is Hagar, ve'espena. So the question is, it's not fair. If Yishmael was doing something wrong, understand you send him away. What's the mother doing anything wrong? So Rabbi Falk, in his Sefer Oizu Hadar Levusha, points out it's not necessary, it doesn't have to be like this. Chas Shom, one shouldn't say if there's a child with a dropout, one can't blame it on the mother. But over here, Avraham Avinu felt that if the child's going off the derech, then one must look straight away at the mother. Could be there's something wrong with the mother. If the child goes, I'm going to have to send out the mother as well. One doesn't realize what an impact in with this toivus and chinuch a mother has for the child. So therefore, Avraham Avinu said, "There's obviously if there's a bad hashpas from the child, there's obviously going to be a bad hashpas from the mother." Where do we see vice versa? We see the opposite in the end of the sedra. Yitzchak Avinu was meisa nefesh for him, and he did the akedah. What does it say in the beginning of Chayei Sarah? Vayavoy Avram lispud l'sarah v'livkoisa. What's the connection? So of course we know Rashi says because Sarah Imenu died just from hearing the shock of Yitzchak Avinu, was k'mat mo'is nefesh himself. Yeah, he was nifta. Says Rabbi Falk in his Sefer Oizu Hadar Levusha from one of the Magidim, Pshat is different. It was time for Avraham Avinu to give a hesped for Sarah. What hesped would he give for Zah Chosh V'Lady Sarah Imenu? You know what the hesped would be? The hesped would be that Sarah had a child, Yitzchak Avinu, who just did the Akedah. What possibilities could it be for a child who can reach this Madrega being Moist and Nefesh himself just for the sake of the Eibishtar? It can only be because of the mother. That is the best hesped I can give for Sarah Imenu. That was and that's why it's Vayavad Avraham Zibirusav Lukaisa just after the Akedah. He was saying because the best hesped of truly explaining what Sarah Imenu was is by looking at the child. But see, the child was such a, he had such a child who was ready to be Moitz Nefesh just for no other reason, just for the Eibishtah. Dosvad Zayin, the best hesped he can give for the mother. Yeah? So one must be aware about it. One must be very aware about it. Now I would like to just explain a little bit the inyan of the beauty of doing chesed for another person. And while the person thinks, Shoen, I'll do a chesed, what would I gain from it? Why is it so important? What will I get from doing chesed? So there's maybe two or three important points where one can tremendously gain from doing chesed. Number one is like this. So the Chofetz Chaim speaks out in Avas Chesed. The Osid Lovoi, a person's going to come up to the Eibishter, and we know we're going to have a din Torah, we're going to have a din. We might have more mitzvahs, and we might have more averas. What's going to be? So Bosh is going to see like this. If he goes in Midas Adin, then I'm going to have to take all your mitzvahs. I have to make sure your mitzvahs is done l'shma, l'simcha, l'tahara, b'kedusha. There's 17 tanoim that the Charedim says. If you want to do a mitzvah properly, you've got to do it. You have to make the mitzvah properly. And if you didn't do it properly, you're missing the shleimus of the mitzvah. But there's another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, it wasn't his fault. He did this. He didn't do this mitzvah properly. He was busy. He had the panos on his head. He was the oinus. He did these averas. It wasn't his fault. He has peer pressure. There was this excuse. Bereshim can say, Al Macha Chesed. It wasn't his fault. So which way, which side is the Bereshim going to choose? Says the Chofetz Chaim, do you know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose? It depends how you are acting in this world. How you act in this world, this is how the Bnei Shem is going to act for you yourself in the next world. If you yourself went around saying, I don't have to do chesed. It's my thing, I'm not going to share it with him. I'm just going to worry about myself. I'm not going to visit him. I'm not going to do achnas sorichim. I'm just worried about myself. I'll do what I have to do and nothing else. Bnei Shem will say, okay, I'll do last lobby. I'll look at your mitzvahs. No, it's not b'shemus. Forget it. But if you actually did chesed for people, you helped, you just gave a smile, or you helped schlepping, you gave a lift. No one asked to do it, but you just you do chesed from your own will, just a bit to help Yana. So Ben Shem will say, okay, I will judge you also in this mitzvah of chesed. And like this, you'll be able to get a geshmak of Gan Eden. I'll say, maybe it's not your fault. Maybe you had too much of a yitzhara, things like that. I'll judge you with the chesed. So it's so important to chesed in this world because we ourselves need it. Asid Lavi. Asid Lavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only judge us favorably if we do chesed with other people. Another important point of doing chesed is one doesn't realize that if you do, example, if you lend somebody money, then it's not only the fact that you've lent one person money, it's with you've lent one person money and he's actually helped other people, his family or other people with this money, so all this chusim that other people have from being sustained is all because of you lent this first person money. I mean, in English, there's a saying, if you say good morning to the postman with a nice smile, then at the end of the day, you might get it back yourself. Why? Because the postman's going to go into the groceries and give him a nice good morning. The grocery will feel very good. At the end of the day, the grocer will go to the bookstore, and the bookstore was a bit down, and make him in a good mood. And at the end of the day, in the evening, you've got to go into the bookstore to buy yourself a good book, and you feel a bit down, and the bookstore man will give you a nice good evening, and he'll make you in a good mood. And it's all happened because of your good morning to the postman. Yeah? But it goes much deeper. It's not just it can go around in a vicious circle. It's the zchusin that if you give a nice good morning to one person, you do a nice chesed, and he gains and he passes over this chesed to someone else. It's all your zchus. It's a tremendous thing, and the makor where we learn this from is it says in Shmuel that the Gemara of Kama points out HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shaul, you should know, I'm very upset with you for you have killed the givonim. When did Shaul kill the Givonim? Says the Gemara, Shaul killed a city, Noid Eir HaKoinim. He didn't kill any Givonim. So the Gemara explains, do you know what happened? Noid Eir HaKoinim used to give food and water to the Givonim. They needed water and food to do their jobs for the Bais HaMikdash. They needed food. So now that Shaul killed Noid Eir HaKoinim, it's as if you've killed the Givonim. Because now the Givonim don't have any more food because they used to get it from the Noid Eir HaKoinim. So Midatovim Aruba, if you supply, you do chesed for one person, and that person manages with that to carry out do chesed for someone else, it's all yours, it's all the first chos. Somebody told me a story yesterday. He was outside a big shop in the Garden of Israel, and his shopping bag completely split and everything fell on the floor. It was all embarrassed. So what happened? Somebody came and helped him and picked it all up, put it in the bags, and took it to his house for him. So a friend of mine, he asked him, how come you're being so kind? Why are you taking it all the way to your house, to my house? So the person said, you know why I'm doing it to you? Because yesterday in this same spot, I myself, my bag split, and somebody came and helped me. So I told this person that the first person who helped and picked up everything and took it to his house, he's got the chusim of a second person who followed him, who followed his ways. It's all, a person does a chesed, it's ongoing. It's a moedik chizuk for us. Another point if one wants to realize what doing a chesed, if you think about this medrash, the shekula, doing a chesed is shekula yoyse mikol hakabonos. The pasuk says, ki chesed chofatzti v'loy zevach. I want people to do chesodim and not kabonos. It says the medrash, chaviv olai chesed. It's better for me, the chesed that you do one to each other, better than all the karbonos. If I'm going down the road and I see a person walking, I'll offer him a lift, I feel, you know something, I'm bringing a carbon now to the Bein Shleilam, and even more than a carbon than the Mizbeach, because it says shekula yoisim mikol karbonos. One should be dancing after a chesed. It's as if I've just brought a carbon to Mizbeach. What better satisfaction can one have after doing a small chesed? And finally, a big skula for doing chesed is also learned from this week's sedra, is a skula for having children. Where do we see it in this week's sedra? Because after doing the mitzvah of Achnas Orchim, then Avraham Avinu said, The story of Avraham Avinu, the Melachim came to Avraham Avinu and said, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Shoyv asha v'lecha ka'ez chai v'enim v'enim sara eshtecha. This time, next year, I'm going to give you a child. So the Chavetz Chaim points out, it's a major, major skula for having children, doing chesed and b'frat achonos oichim. The Chavetz Chaim says a quite scary story of Chavetz Chaim said somebody came to a gadol and he said, I haven't got any children and I'm looking for skula. So the Chacham said, Ich weiß nicht skulas. Ich weiß was steht in Chazal. The Chazal say, Haragi las is stocker, somebody who's always doing stocker, Zoichel Bonim, you're going to have children, Bale Chachma, Bale Oishe, Bale Agada, Bale Chachma. You're going to have Moedik children, Gamidik Chachamim. I'll give you an idea. Start a Gemach in your house. Start a Gemach. No, Taka, he started a money Gemach in his house actually. And after 3 years, he was, after this gemach was got set up, he was taka zoicha to a child, moed gazach. After some time, he went back to the chacham and said, it's getting too much for me, this gemach. I want to quit. It's too much for me. Chacham said, no, there's nobody else like you. You should carry on. I want you to do it. Shon, he persevered a bit more, and he carried on. After another tkufa, he said, it's just getting too much for me. The oilim, I'm tired. It's just getting too much for me, this money gemach. I want to stop. No, the Chacham said, okay, if you feel you can't anymore, then stop. And Mamash, the Chavetz Chaim says, that night, one of his many children that he gave birth to was Nifta. Which is, the Chavetz Chaim says, it's not a moifus, this story. The pshat in the story is that when a person does a chesed, he calls himself a good malach. If a person does, as the Mishnah says, you call yourself a malach who's doing good for you. If one does an avera, one causes himself a malach who wants to be mazik you. So there's a constant fight going on. There's malachim that want to be mazik you, and there's malachim that want to do good for you. So if you've got the malachim who want to do good for you, so this malach who wants to do oymed al yimini lesitnoi, he can't get you because you've got this good malach. As soon as you take away your zchus, you take away this malach who is born from your chesed, and you take it away, then of course straight away here goes the bad malach who's going to attack you. There's mishkamoifetz. It's like a bridge on top of a river. It's standing on pillars. If you take away these pillars that are supporting you, the chesed, you're going around with malachim of chesed that are supporting you. If you take away these amudim, the whole bridge is going to fall into the river. No, so this is the importance of doing chesed, and it's one must remember the Ibn Shalim asked us, he begged us 8 times in Sefer Dvarim, Balachta Bedrachov, all I want from you to do is Balachta Bedrachov, as we say in Davening, Kisim Shalom Tei Bavrachov, Chaim Chim Chesed Vrachim Aleinu, we asked the Ibn Shalim, you do chesed, why? Kivoy Panach Nasat Lon Hashem Lekeinu Torez Chaim Avas Chesed. The Ibn Shalim himself during Matan Torah showed us Avas Chesed. Where did Hashem show us Avas Chesed? By Matan Torah, we all saw there was in the Zavur, we saw the Benjamin Mechalkel Chaim Chesed, he's Nosim Lechem Mechol Basa, he constantly Nosim Mechleifim Refechoyim Matatrim, the Benjamin is constantly doing Chesed for us. So we must work in his ways, Balachta Bedrachov, Bichazer, and again, let's go in his ways and do Chesed, and that will taka be. Have the bracha of Ki Yedati V'Lemani Yetzaveh, because the Bein Shem, and we started off this year, the only reason why Hakadosh Baruch Hu liked us wasn't because of the 10 hard nisyonos that Avraham Avinu went through. That was rather for one reason, because he was telling his children to do tzedaka u'mishpat.